Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today, we bring a special edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show with excerpts of the remarks by Caribbean leaders during the general debate of the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly, held September 24th through the 30th at UN headquarters in New York. Prime ministers, foreign affairs ministers, and other high-ranking representatives of Caribbean states addressed the 74th session of the UN General Assembly and addressed a wide range of issues, including the need for multilateralism in international relations, climate change, peace and security, the situation in Venezuela, and the hostile policy of the United States toward Cuba. We now bring excerpts of some of those UN speeches by Caribbean leaders, beginning with Gaston Brown, Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda. Let's listen.
Mr. President, the international system, which has never been perfect, is now being dangerously weakened. A handful of powerful nations are seeking to violate international norms and the rule of law to advance narrow political agendas, concerned more with getting rid of governments that they dislike than in advancing human rights under whose guise they seek to cover. And we are not stupid. We know exactly what you are doing, and we are watching you. Only this week, 16 countries, a few of them, perhaps coerced into participation, maybe by threats or promises, invoked the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance as a weapon against the sovereign nation of Venezuela. The treaty is a 72-year-old anachronism that encourages the use of force against a sovereign state, contrary to international law, and not within the concept of the legitimate defense set out in Article 51 of our UN Charter. Without producing a shred of evidence to support the allegations, these 16 nations have arbitrarily decided to impose sanctions against Venezuela with the sole intention of regime change. And they're doing so against all of the international standards. In fact, we all know the United Nations standards call for non-interference and non-intervention in the affairs of other states. Mr. President, my government protests the arrogance inherent in the belief of 16 countries that they have the right to decide for the rest of the world. How could they? That they can ignore this United Nations. This action follows the same formula, that has destabilized Cuba, robbing that country of fulfilling its considerable potential in contributing fully to global advancement, peace, and security. Why we can't live in peace and harmony? Why can't we resolve our conflicts through diplomacy and dialogue? My government once again calls on the United States to lift the debilitating sanctions against Cuba and those against Venezuela. You're killing innocent people.
Those were excerpts of the speech by Gaston Brown, Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, addressing the 74th session of the UN General Assembly this past week in New York. We now bring you excerpts of the remarks at the same forum by Ralph Gonsalves, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Mr. President, the rising tide of hegemonic, unilateral, interventionist interference now threatens to inundate entire nations, while responsible states stand askance from their responsibilities to speak and act in defense of central charter tenets. Everywhere, the hegemonic imperial hand is visible, and oftentimes the metaphoric eagle threatens to unleash war and disorder in unilateralist vainglory. The sustained and coordinated attempts to engage in externally imposed regime change in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela is but one egregious example of the current trend. We are witness to an illegal economic blockade, eerily similar to the one against Cuba, that we annually and overwhelmingly decry as immoral and anachronistic. We are in possession of indisputable evidence of extensive foreign interference in the sovereign affairs of the Venezuelan people and the frequent, unambiguous threats of military intervention. We are complicit in an international farce where the members of the United Nations General Assembly seat one government as representatives of the people of Venezuela, while a self-described regional agency within the United Nations, the Organization of American States, seats a different, ill-defined entity, a fictitious creation of foreign powers. We are mute in the defense of the principles that have bound us together and steered us clear of world wars for the last 74 years. Principle and international law cannot be sporadically or selectively applied. Whatever the challenges facing Venezuela, they are exacerbated, not remedied, by hegemonic interventionism and compounded by our inconsistency. The solutions to the conflict in Venezuela are well known, as they are in other conflicts. The facilitation of peaceful dialogue, the cessation of outside interference or threats of intervention, and firm adherence to charter principles, including the respect for sovereignty. Those who advance a different agenda are acting against the interests of the Venezuelan people.
Those were excerpts of the remarks by Ralph Gonsalves, Prime Minister of Saint Vincent and the Grenadines, addressing the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly this past week in New York. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we are presenting a special edition of our weekly program, The Caribbean Outlook Show, with excerpts of the remarks by Caribbean leaders made during the general debate of the 74th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations, held September 24th through the 30th at UN headquarters in New York. We now bring excerpts of the speech by Keith Rowley, Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago.
Mr. President, the foreign policy of Trinidad and Tobago is guided by the tenets of respect for the sovereignty and sovereign equality of all states, non-interference and non-intervention in the internal affairs of other states, and respect and adherence to international law and the principles of the Charter of the United Nations. Mr. President, for us in the Caribbean region, our sustainable growth and development hinge on the maintenance of peace and security. It is in this context that I turn to the situation facing our closest neighbor, Venezuela, which is located only 7 miles off the coast of Trinidad. Earlier this year, Venezuela became the epicenter of a global standoff that saw the threat of the use of force by external forces against that country. As this worrisome development continued to escalate, Trinidad and Tobago joined with fellow CARICOM member states to push for an urgent de-escalation of tensions and to build a platform for dialogue and negotiations for a peaceful resolution to the situation. Arising out of CARICOM's non-interventionist stance and diplomacy of peace, the Prime Ministers of Barbados, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Trinidad and Tobago, as mandated by CARICOM, met with Secretary General Guterres, the permanent representatives of several influential member states, as well as other stakeholders, to underscore our concerns about the volatility of the Venezuelan situation, the safety of the citizens of Venezuela, and the stability of our region. Mr. President, we remain resolute in our conviction that for our region to remain a zone of peace, dialogue is critical and indispensable. As such, Trinidad and Tobago remains in full support of the Montevideo mechanism and any other suitable initiatives that seek to bring about a peaceful resolution through meaningful and constructive dialogue. Mr. President, history has taught us that the maintenance of international peace and security cannot be separated from sustainable development. In this regard, we maintain that the economic, commercial, and financial embargo imposed against Cuba, a Caribbean nation, which has been in place for almost six decades, undermines the country's potential to achieve sustainable development and economic growth. Trinidad and Tobago maintains further that the imposition of unilateral coercive measures against Cuba under the Helms-Burton Act is inconsistent with international law and the Charter of these United Nations. Trinidad and Tobago thus reiterates its call for the unconditional lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial embargo against Cuba.
That was Keith Rowley, Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, addressing the 74th session of the UN General Assembly this past week in New York. And that's all we have time for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. Until next time.